Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's show, Laugh Out Loud with Desmond Henderson. This is Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host here on A-Swift Radio. Today on our show, we welcome Desmond Henderson, who is a rising star comedian out of Sacramento, California. He started his career as a comedian in 2010 and continues with his stand-up comedy act weekly during his open mic show at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. And he also performs at the Sacramento Punchline. Desmond has made appearances with his comedy act in the state of California and cities from Woodland to Chico, California. Desmond, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Brenda. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Okay, Desmond, how did you get your start with your stand-up comedy?
I started out, you know, I was really in a downward spiral at a particular point in my life. I kind of compiled a bucket list of things that I wanted to do to try, and stand-up comedy was on that list. And once I gave it a try, it was, you know, I kind of fell in love with the bug. And it's been, you know, it's been full speed ahead ever since.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, how did your family respond to you as a comedian, and how do they support you at your stand-up events?
A lot of my family, I'm from the South of Texas, but I was a military baby growing up, so I ended up here in Sacramento. So it's really just my immediate family here, my mom and my father. And, you know, they definitely support everything I do as far as my comedy career goes. They come to shows, they support, they help promote. They're really supportive with my career. A lot of my other family haven't actually got to be able to see me perform live, but they're also real supportive. It wasn't really much of a surprise that I started doing stand-up comedy to them as it was to me, I guess. I guess I was always kind of a natural jokester, so they weren't really taken back by the fact that, you know, I had decided to do stand-up comedy, but they're really more like about time kind of thing. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, when you were in school, were you labeled the class clown, and did you have your own stand-up comedy act in school?
I did not have my official stand-up comedy act in school. It was kind of the unofficial in the middle of the class when the teacher's trying to teach whatever she's trying to teach. A worked out official bit at the designated time. I was just kind of like the natural class clown. So, yeah, I even think I won that award in the yearbook, class clown.
Okay.
Something
okay.
To that effect.
Well, that's great. Okay, how do you usually prepare before going on stage at a comedy show?
I do a lot of preparation beforehand before I even get to the venue, to the actual show. So I either try to work out a new bit at an open mic, or I'll rehearse at home in a room to myself, kind of, so I can just let all my natural expressions and everything just come out to kind of just warm up. But usually I do the majority of that kind of stuff beforehand. But before the show, actually, I just try to relax, you know, try to stay as calm as possible before it's time to actually go on show, good to go on stage. And that preparation beforehand helps me to be more relaxed.
Okay. Well, how do you come up with your subject matters and material for your comedy act?
Just living life, everyday life, things that it usually starts with something that makes me feel a certain way. Like if I'm going throughout my day and something makes me upset, or something that I find odd or awkward, or that I really like or enjoy and made me happy, whatever, I usually start with an emotion. There's a connection. And I start from there and I build on it. So there's an endless list of things that, you know, can help generate what my material might be. But, yeah, it's just, you know, everyday life, things that I go through, you know, the things I see, my interactions with people.
Great. Sounds great. Okay, now, when you were growing up, what comedian made an impact on your decision to choose stand-up comedy, and why?
I liked a lot of comedians growing up, but I think the one that I related to the most was Dave Chappelle, just mainly because because he just, like, he was just being himself and having a good time, you know, and he was able, and that was able, it was easily conveyed throughout his performances, and I really related to that. So that was, and I feel like I kind of have a way to relate to people, even just in everyday conversations, you know. So that really, he was kind of the first one that helped inspire me, you know what, maybe I can give it a shot too.
Okay. Were there any others besides Dave Chappelle?
Oh, there's an endless list of comedians that I like. I like a lot of older comedians, a lot of, you know, George Carlin, Red Fox, Richard Pryor, a lot of older pioneer-type comedians are some of my favorites. But I could go on and on and on with the list of comedians that I like. But growing up, it was some of the older guys back in the 70s and 80s that really I was really a fan of.
Okay. Well, thank you, Desmond, for your response. It is now 5 minutes past the hour, time for a commercial break. I'm Brenda Johnson-Padgett here on A-Swift Radio.
A-Swift Writer's Guild is for those who have the talent to put pen or brush to paper to create a unique and valuable piece of work. A-Swift is always looking for new talents to enhance the literary, visual, and performing arts. For more information on how you can become a member of A-Swift Writer's Guild, visit www.aswiftwritersguild.com or call 1-866-302-0508. A-Swift Radio, bringing you the best in radio, keeping you informed, and highlighting your day with Brenda Padgett, Eunice Bridges, and Glenda Fields. On A-Swift Radio, ambassador sent with information for this time. Tune in online to A-Swift Radio here at www.blogtalkradio/A-Swift Radio. Call us anytime off air at 1-866-302-0508 extension 3060. A-Swift Radio.
Do you want to become a published author? Try A-Swift Publishing. We are an independent publishing company that writes and publishes content, audio, and video for print and broadcast media genres such as books, newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and the internet. We also design book covers and offer complete packages to help writers become published authors. Call us at 1-800-775-2708. You can also visit us online at www.aswiftpublishing.com or email us at books@aswiftpublishing.com for more information.
Welcome back to Laugh Out Loud with Desmond Henderson here on A-Swift Radio. I'm Brenda Johnson-Padgett, your host. We are talking with comedian Desmond Henderson. He is a rising star comedian out of Sacramento, California. In our first segment, we found out which comedian made an impact on Desmond and his decision to choose stand-up comedy. We will now continue with more questions for our guest comedian. Desmond, tell us a little bit about yourself when you are not doing stand-up comedy and how you balance your personal life and your life as a comedian.
I work for the county of Sacramento, so I got a regular full-time job, regular, you know, 8-to-5 job, but I've really been into my fitness lately, so I try to work out every morning and do that before I go to work. So I got a long rough schedule daily, but it is a balancing act. It's never easy, but you know, I try to do the best I can with comedy being at night and my day so early. It's I don't have a lot of time for a lot of different things and a lot of different people, but I try my best to balance both sides of the spectrum. But you know, I'm loving every minute of it. I'm enjoying everything that I'm doing. Beforehand, I wasn't necessarily living my life to the fullest the way I feel that I am now. So that's the biggest the biggest thing. I'm staying busy is a plus. But it
that's
is a balancing act.
That's great, Desmond. It sounds like you found your purpose. I mean, and that's always good when you find your purpose and you can live your full potential out in your life, okay? Desmond, now, is the life of a comedian what you dreamed it would always be?
I never envisioned myself being able to do it. It was actually, it's totally different from what I thought, what I'm learning. I always thought that what I saw on TV was those guys just, you know, just going up on stage and just being goofballs and saying whatever came to their mind, to be, you know, when, at the spur of the moment kind of thing. And that happens to a certain extent, but for the most part, it's a lot of work. And I have no problem with that. I've always been a hard worker. I'm always willing to put in the effort for that kind of thing. I believe that nothing good comes easy, but yeah, it was nothing like what I expected it was going to be. But I'm happy to be a part of this this comedy thing. Great.
Okay, have you been asked to be the opening act for any comedians or celebrities in the past? And what are your future plans for your comedy act?
Not as of yet. Local comedians, I've opened for several local comedians, but no national headlining acts as of yet. My goal is mainly to just reach people and reach people in a bigger way. I really just a natural entertainer, and I wanna be able to reach people on a bigger level, on a bigger stage. So my future plans are to eventually move to Los Angeles and try to tackle the comedy beast there. That's where a lot of great comedy stars are born, out of Los Angeles, California. Not that Sacramento isn't great. I love Sacramento. It'll always be my home. But that is the most immediate goal.
Okay. Now, Desmond, give us a sample of your comedy, and don't be shy.
Give you a sample.
Yeah, I mean, a joke or something. Normally what you probably would use in your stand-up act?
Usually a lot of the things I talk about are just observations. Like the other day I was in a public bathroom, and I noticed that they had Braille dots on the baby changing station. And that behooved me, because why would you need Braille dots on the baby changing station? If someone is walking into a public bathroom and you need Braille dots to be able to find where to change a baby, maybe they shouldn't be carrying a baby in the first place. You know, things of that nature that I find really interesting. You know, that would be something that, I mean, that's not a fully developed joke, but that's one of the things that, you know, that I find interesting that I would talk about.
Okay, so something that maybe not only yourself, but someone else may have a question about, and it would be a potential for a joke. Okay,
yeah,
I get you. Okay, now, Desmond, what is your contact information if someone wanted to book your comedy act at an event? Can you give us that?
Oh, definitely. You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook. You can contact me at deshenderson.blogspot.com. You can email me at hendersonbf2000@yahoo.com. On any of those platforms, I'm always there. I'm always checking all those websites, and you will get a response.
Okay. Now, at the end of your comedy act, what do you want your audience to leave with? What would you want your audience to leave with at the end of your act?
I want them to be able to be happy that they were able to get away from the norm, from the monotonous of the day. I want them to be grateful that I was able to put a smile on their face for however many minutes that I have on stage that night. I just want that emotional connection. That's what I want the most at the end of my show. Just to be happy that you came and enjoyed the time you were there, to not regret coming out that night.
Okay. Now, what advice would you give anyone, especially a young person, who desires to be a stand-up comedian one day?
You know what? It starts with confidence. Believe in your own funny. That's where it starts. I remember when I first started, I was always trying to figure out what a group of people might think is funny, and I started to realize the more I do it, it's more important what I think is funny and trusting that ability. It all starts with confidence, and that goes before with any performing art, really. It all starts with the confidence that you have. It's once it's conveyed, people can identify with that. So I would say start with that. Start with building your confidence, and go from there.
Okay. Thank you, Desmond, for that response. During this last segment of the show, I will give you, our listening audience, time to call in to express your thoughts and questions. Our call-in number is area code 347-633-9633. While you are contemplating your thoughts, here is You Are the Living Word by Fred Hammond.
Bread of life, sent down the glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Welcome back to Laugh Out Loud with Desmond Henderson here on Ace with Radio. I'm Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host. You still have time to call in to express your thoughts about today's show. Our call-in number is area code 347-633-9633. Now, Desmond, was there anything else you would like to share with our listeners? And also, could you give your contact information again for those who want to schedule you for a comedy event?
Yeah, definitely. This April 15th, me and three very other talented comedians in the Sacramento area are going to be doing a Fresh Faces of Comedy DVD. It's going to be filmed at the Stony Inn in Sacramento, in El Paso Heights, California. So if you're there around 9 o'clock in the Sacramento area, we'd love to see you be a part of a live taping. My contact information, again, you can contact me on Twitter or Facebook. My blog page is deshenderson.blogspot.com. You can also email me at hendersondf2000@yahoo.com. I check all those websites, and you will definitely get a response from me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, Desmond, on the two comedy spots that you do perform, is that on a weekly basis, or do you set dates for that? How can someone come just to see you if they just wanted to come in town, Sacramento, to see you?
I'm at the Comedy Spot weekly, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. I'm always there. I do shows intermittently at various comedy clubs throughout the Sacramento area, and you can check one of those websites that I mentioned, because I post where I'm going to be on each one of those websites. But if anybody wants to just stop in and check me out, I'm at the Comedy Spot every Sunday, 7 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Okay. Now, our show has now come to a close. If you still have questions for Desmond Henderson, you can email those questions to Ace with Radio, and we will forward those questions to him. Also, I hope you enjoy listening to Laugh Out Loud with Desmond Henderson. Continue to check www.aswiftradio.com for upcoming shows, or you can call us direct at 1-800-775-2708, extension 3060. You can also email us at news@aswiftradio.com to give us your feedback on the show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our show. This is Brenda Johnson Padgett here on Ace with Radio.